to when you feel you can't go on, like you've been left behind. Life goes on now. Take me to that funky place when you were never born. Carry on now. Psychedelic tendencies of love. Bring it on. Bring it on. For the dream that I am in, you know I love the way you save me. A broken front I depended on was only love I was feeling. It goes on now. Take me to that funky place where you and I were born. Carry on.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, here on RBNLive.com, the public broadcasting network, also broadcasting on the shortwave 11.915. And we're glad you've tuned into the Repair of the Breach broadcast, and we definitely appreciate you. This is a participating broadcast, not just a spectating broadcast, or just listener only. We definitely appreciate your calls, and we're going to throw the call line open, 800-313-9443. You got questions or comments, call in again, 800-313-9443, and be glad to take your questions or comments. In fact, we're going to have a special guest next week on the broadcast again from Poker Face. Some of you know Paul Tepetti, a very gifted musician, singer, guitarist, keyboardist, pianist, and really a talented individual, fine gentleman that is doing a great job with his band Poker Face, and they've got 4 CDs out there. You can go to pokerface.com, 3w's.pokerface.com, and check out some of their music. I've been really enjoying their message about freedom and claiming. Getting back to the freedoms of this country that has been slowly, or actually, I should say rapidly eroding with this falsely so-called Patriot Act, which is really unpatriotic. Not patriotic at all. It's robbing people's freedoms. And we definitely need to get out of the control grid of this system. It's the beast system politically, and of course the corporate church system is the spiritual side of the beast system. And we need to get out of the control of man and go back under the control of the creator Yahweh. And I'd like to play that song, Control by Poker Face. Maybe after this short break, we'll play that cut from their current CD released, under the name of Made in America. Play Control after this short break here, and listening to Repair the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Take to make you wake up. You gotta fight to stay free. the skies, broadcasting lies to billions of people. Cameras on the streets tracking who we meet. You call this liberty?
Yield to the power of God. Have Paul Cicchetti next week. We're looking forward to it. And we're going to play probably another cut before the broadcast is up. Tell your friends, all of people out there need to go to PokerFace.com and check out that fine, professionally A1 done website. A lot of good music there as well. And I think you'll enjoy. There's no, of course, Paul and PokerFace are no stranger to this network. He's been on several other broadcasts as well, and got a chance to listen to him on a few of the broadcasts. And when he was on John Stadtmiller, was the first time I got a chance to hear Paul and Poker Face, and was very well pleased to see people, young men, you know, in their late 30s or so, just doing a great ministry. People need to understand that we need to get back to the freedoms of Scripture, the freedoms that this land was originally founded upon, and the true freedom comes from the Creator, and He's endowed us with these rights. So if you got questions or comments, and you got some of the freedoms of expression that you got all pent up inside and you'd like to let that out, well, please call in 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. And I'll be glad to take your calls. The Yahoo Messenger is breachmender@yahoo.com. The email, breachmender, is the Yahoo Messenger. And I'll be glad to take your calls. But before we had the top of the hour break, we were sharing the message. The theme's pretty much the covenant has been given to Israel, not to another religion. The word religion literally means, if you study the etymology of the word religion, rhea and then legion, rhea being the mother of the pagan deity Zeus in Greek mythology, rhea, R-H-E-A, and then you had legion, which represented more than 1,000. And the word religion has a definition of that which binds people together. That's one definition of the word religion. And the Messiah didn't call us to bondage. He didn't call us to be bound and tied to a religious group or a clique or a false peer pressure mode where if you're in their group and if you leave their group, well, then they give you this false facade that you're some evil backslider, when in reality the covenant was never to that group to begin with all due respect. He's calling people out of darkness, calling them out of the corporate church system, calling them out of that to be free and get out of the clutches of the control of corporate religion, Christian church systems that the Vatican was the instigator of, because the Vatican controls Britain, and Britain controls, with all due respect, I mean, folks, we have to wake up to the reality, the influence in this nation that Britain has espoused, has put on us. We thought, oh, we are the ones that got our independence in the Revolutionary War, and we thought we won that. Well, if you ever saw that movie, I think somebody on the talk show, previous talk show, or one of the talk shows, I can't remember where I heard it, but there was that movie by Mel Gibson called The Patriot, and I think the last segment or the last scene when the British redcoats there are talking to one another after they, quote-unquote, lost the Revolutionary War, they say, one says to the other, well, we'll get them in commerce or something to that effect. And that's exactly what's happened. That's how they've gained control back by your 1040 forms, your so-called tax returns, are paying homage and allegiance to the Queen of England. Now, we've been duped, folks. The Vatican, and she's sworn allegiance to uphold the Vatican's crown, the Queen's crown. And all this stuff is influenced in this country, and you can see it. Look at the nation named as Virginia, okay? You've got Maryland, okay? Maryland or Maryland. Now, is that like some kind of Catholic Christian control grid there? I mean, parishes are known, instead of counties,
in Louisiana. They're not known as counties. They're known as parishes. Folks, can you see the Catholic control? Can you see the British influence, folks, that is in this nation? All the so-called law and common law comes from the Queen of England. All that stuff comes from England. The paperwork, the contracts, all this stuff is from the Queen of England, the British. Which, by the way, I want to say this. British means covenant man. And there's this teaching going around that, you know, I'm first of all going to say that I don't agree with all of it, but I will say this, that the tribe of Joseph, or the house of Joseph, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, synonymous terms. Again, Joseph had a coat of many colors, and the term Genesis in the first book in the scriptures was known as Bereshit, okay? Because Brit, or the Brit, the New Testament or the Renewed Covenant in Hebrew is the Brit Kadashah, okay? And that meant the Renewed Covenant. So British means literally covenant man, by the way. You know, ish was man in Hebrew, and Brit meant covenant. And so you got like Irish, and then you've got Scottish. Okay, you can go on and on. Danish, you can go on and on. Again, it's not about race, it's about grace, but I want you to know that the lost 10 tribes of Israel had intermingled with all kindred tribes, tongue, and nations, and some of those nations that we had mentioned are indeed some of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But they've got to be renewed back the covenant name of our eternal Father, Yahweh, and be immersed in the name of the Messiah, Yahweh, to be indeed engrafted back in to being a true Israelite. It's not, you know, it's not about race, it's about grace. Again, I don't want to be misunderstood. I have to emphasize that a lot because, folks, the reality is that he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and they became known as every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. And the coat of many colors that Joseph possessed from his father, Yaakov Yisrael, was representing how all of the children of Israel would be mixed. Ephraim mixed himself with the nations, red, yellow, black, brown, and white, and red. We're all precious in the sight. We're all internally the same color, red, the blood of Messiah. That divine blood of the red blood of the Messiah was indeed shed for all mankind to be engrafted back into the covenant he gave to Yisrael and Yada, not to a pagan, false church, corporate world that's created by the state and controlled by the state. And the Almighty Messiah is saying to come out of that, back into Israel, call on the Father's name, Yahweh, exclusively. Rabbi.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage Advantage. Zandones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast here on rbnlive.com on the shortwave, also 11.915. And Kelly, why don't you get queued for me back in the studio there in the Public Broadcasting Network there in Rockwell, Texas, I believe. Why don't you get Thief cut number 3 on their Made in America album, Poker Faces. Made in the America album. Cut 3, Thief. The scripture says, "A thief cometh to kill, steal, and to destroy, but the Messiah said he came to give you life much more abundantly." And so we need to understand that Satan has come to rob us, and we need to understand our enemy. The scripture does say that we're not ignorant of devices, but we are one that not as one that beateth the air. We know our opponent, and he comes to steal. And the scripture says in Proverbs that if a thief be caught, he has to repay and give back sevenfold. So this is a cut by the band Poker Face. Paul Tepetti will be in studio next week with us. Not studio, actually. We're actually out in Arizona. Studio is in Texas with Kelly, the producer. Kelly, why don't you play Thief for us on Poker Face. Made in America. PokerFace.com.
They are laughing, they are screaming. It's such a good time. And the naked, and the drug club, yet so sublime. Now they don't want this night to end, though they can't stand the lights. Yeah, they're hiding, yeah, they're lying, and they run from inside.
Walter Fedion, the lead singer, and is also the rhythm guitarist and keyboardist. And I tell you, folks, one talented band, and I think in the Patriot community, we need to rally behind such a great, talented bunch of guys like Poker Face is, and Paul Tepetti, again, will be on our broadcast next week on the Repair the Breach broadcast next, they call it Saturday on the Pagan calendar, so mark your calendars next week. We're going to have Paul Tepetti with us, and we'll probably play one more cut before the broadcast is over. Kelly, why don't you get ready for Prayer for America, maybe instead of one of my bumpers when we come back. And we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443 when we come back from the break. And listen to Prayer for America. And we definitely need to pray for this country, folks. And we need to get back to our roots, our Hebrew roots of the faith. All you Christians out there, come back. Kingdom of Israel. Back after this short message on Repair the Breach broadcast.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class, and the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
And the naked and the drugged up, yeah.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, on the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Todd Daniel. Beautiful song there, Thief in the Night. The Messiah is indeed coming like a thief in the night. But in the meantime, we've got to understand our enemy is one that is a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you knew a thief was coming to your home, wouldn't you make the proper preparation? Wouldn't you make a proper preservation? And the scripture does teach that we need to prepare. And so we need to get into gold and silver. We do need to get food and all that good stuff. And because if you prepared your soul first, get your soul right with Yahweh, get back into his covenant with Israel. And I'm not talking about that little country over there in Palestine. That's the land blessed forevermore, Jerusalem. But the reality is that government is not the Israel of Scripture, folks. I just want you to understand there is a true Israel and there's a false Israel. But if we know the Messiah is coming back like a thief in the night, as he stated, first of all, we would need to know that we need to make preparations. And we do know that every eye is going to see him. He said every knee is going to bow to me. Yahweh says every knee is going to tongue. Every tongue is going to confess. Every knee is going to bow to him. In Isaiah 45, it says the name of Yahweh, every knee is going to bow down to. It says it right there in the end time. And back to my friend, this pastor, about 7,000 people or so, 6,000, 7,000 people, big congregation there. And he was saying that in Philippians 2:9, he was using the text where every knee will bow to the name of Jesus. And the problem is with that is that Yahweh said every knee is going to bow to him, and there's none beside him, and he didn't change his name again, and he came to bring forth a renewing of the covenant to Israel, because he says that in Jeremiah 31. He didn't come here to start a new religion, as the majority think. The fact of the matter is that Yahweh loves everybody. He's no respecter of persons. He said, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Yahweh. I shall put my Torah in their inward parts and write it on their hearts, and I shall be their Almighty One, and they shall be my people, and no longer shall they teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares Yahweh, for I shall forgive their iniquities and remember their sin no more. And the word iniquities literally mean Torahlessness. I'm going to forgive their Torahlessness. The Torah is the first five books in your Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's the Torah. It's not done away with as lawless Christianity, corporate churchianity teaches. They teach, oh, we don't need to observe those for the Jews and Israel. Again, this is the mystery of iniquity, which is indeed the secret of lawlessness. And it's revealed to you if you understand that the modern-day church world, the Christian world, with all due respect, is under this guise of deception that it's okay to not follow the first five books anymore. It's okay. We don't need to. It's all done away with. Or he's nailed it to the tree, and that's a lie, folks. The Messiah said not to think that way. This was the spellbound mystery of iniquity that people are held captive to, that it's okay to break the Torah and live under another lawless message that, with all due respect, Christianity has perpetrated since the Catholic Church, inception with the Roman Empire and Constantine. You see, there was a teaching called Marcionism, which basically taught that the Old Testament Almighty was cruel and evil, and that the New Testament Messiah was loving and grace only, and that's a false perception of the Almighty Messiah. In fact, that's an anti-Messiah teaching, because it substitutes him for something he was never known by. He said, think not this way. Think not that I've come to destroy the Torah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 through 19. Don't think this way. It's an evil mindset. It's an evil heart. In the Christian church corporate world, they want to say that, you know, we're saved from our sins, but yet they teach to live in sin unbeknownst to them, because
what is sin? Sin is the transgression of the Torah. They tell you that the Torah is not no longer needed to be observed. This is the mystery of being without Torah, and it's the secret of lawlessness revealed. It's teaching a lawless message, but yet promoting the commandments and statutes of men and church creeds and denominational confusion and denominational laws of men and denominational statutes of men, and yet forsake the first five books of the scriptures that they carry around to their services. With all due respect, I know I was in that realm. Again, we're not setting ourselves up. We are trying to be relating to anybody that has an ear to hear. So any man hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the congregation. Again, the word church wasn't in the first English Bible in 1384. It was congregation and assembly. That congregation and assembly that the Almighty Messiah had was to Yisrael. And you can confirm that by reading Hebrews chapter 12. You come to Mount Zion, to the innumerable company of angels. The congregation, again, was Yisrael. The assembly was Yisrael. It was never a pagan church system that was incorporated with the state. And so we need to be cognizant that the covenant he came to renew, he said, I'm going to write my Torah, my law, in the inward parts. That doesn't mean you do away with it. He fulfilled it by fulfilling it fuller or filling it up fuller, and it's no longer I that live in the world, the Messiah said, but it's him that liveth in me. Galatians 2:20 states that. If you have questions or comment, we're going to throw open the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We definitely want to hear what you have to say, your comments or questions. We got Dylan in Texas. Why don't you come on board here? Welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Dylan.
Howdy, Zechariah.
Hey, I'm glad you called, man. You're always a faithful caller. I appreciate you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah!
I appreciate what you're bringing forth. I believe you need to connect the dots a little bit better here, and please consider that this is coming to you from someone who teaches Americans how to read the language they speak and teaches other people how to read, speak, and write English.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot more dots to connect. You're right.
I have this, the word Yahweh, mm-hmm. the name of the Father.
Right.
Of course, it does not appear in the King James Bible. It's not an English word. It's when I refer back to Strong's entry number 3050 in the Hebrew for Yah, which,
right.
of course, like you said, appears in Psalms
68:4
as Jah, J-A-H. It actually is Yah.
Right.
That is the closest literary element that I can pinpoint to any of my students. And then for people who already know how to read, and I can refer them to Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, Hebrew entry number 3050, Yah. They refer to what's called the Tetragrammaton, which is the letters YHWH. And can
sure.
you please give us a literary source for English speakers where we can find Yahweh or even Yahweh, and not just this Tetragrammaton that we have to know how to speak Hebrew?
Well, okay, I'm glad you brought that up, Dylan. Some good points. Very informative information you brought forth. The key is to keep in mind, if you look at Psalms 119, and it gives you the Hebrew alphabet, many Bibles will show you in Psalms 119 the Hebrew alphabet. And in fact, the sixth Hebrew letter in ancient Paleo-Hebrew was the Wah. It was actually the W sound or wuh, but it was actually pronounced wa in Hebrew, because that sixth Hebrew letter wa was the suffix of the Father's name. And of course, the Jewish superstition was you couldn't say the name out loud or you'd be considered a blasphemer. And so if you want to get a scriptural or a restored scriptural King James Bible, the word of Yahweh, you can get it through a friend of mine, and they put out this restored King James. It's really the word of Yahweh, and it has the name of Yahweh that was in there originally 7,000 times, as we've touched on before.
And the key to keep in mind is that, in fact, the New American Standard Bible, the preface, it reads, they admit that Yahweh was the personal and proper name, the four letters, as you alluded to, the tetragrammaton. All that is a four, tetragrammaton just means four, and the four letters. That name, without a shadow of a doubt, is Yahweh, as we touched on, hallelujah. Many worship in their services, and they say hallelujah, which literally means halal Yahweh in Hebrew. But yet, Yisrael is a Hebrew word. We're all English-speaking folks, and hallelujah, that's great. But what I'm trying to say is that we use Hebrew every day when we refer to the Scriptures every time we read it, whether we know it or not.
But I'm specifically asking for the literary source that we can go to. You said your friend has a new version that he came out with where he inserted the...
Oh, no, it's a translation. It's a bona fide translation. It's not just one man. He just basically is a... He's actually making it available through his congregation if people want it through a publishing house.
So is there a phone number for...
Yeah, if you listen to before the break or before the broadcast is over, I'll give that number out.
But surely there's another source available to anyone
who...
I mean, surely not only your friend can give a literary source for the word Yahweh.
Okay, go.
I realize that I've been going on hearsay knowledge and faith that is what is said when we see the tetragrammaton letters. I mean, because I myself do not possess a literary source for it.
Okay, you can go to e-sword.net.
What if you don't use the internet?
Well, then
I
you
went
can
to
get...
e-sword.net myself because I'm computer literate and I have a computer and I downloaded some stuff for a while, and, you know, I have dial-up, but kind of slow, and I still was unable, you know, because probably due to my own error, was unable to get the original version. But what if you're not even on the computer? Surely you can refer us to a literary...
Yeah, I can. I can take you to Fossilized Customs, and they have the actual printed scriptures called the scriptures, which I've been reading.
Talking about on the internet.
Well, you can also order it if you want to take a pen and paper... Ready, get it ready. I can give you the address. You can write for that if you want to do it that way.
Some place called Fossilized Customs?
Well, it's a ministry called Fossilized Customs.
Can't you refer us to some library or doctrinal source? I'm saying you're falling short here on identifying where the common man can go and in the vernacular English see translated for him. It really should be in a Strong's exhaustive concordance, but they've failed us.
Yeah, they have, but you know what? I think what you were quoting earlier, everyone knows it's not yeah. It'll say Yahweh in the Strong's Concordance. So they're
it doesn't say Yahweh. It says Yah.
No, it says Y-E-H-O-W-A-H. And let me get that for you, and before hopefully I'll have it for you for the next broadcast.
From Jehovah.
But see, you have to keep in mind that the V was the W sound. Look at your King James Bible, Psalms 119. It'll give you all the Hebrew characters and Hebrew letters.
Okay, so you're failing to realize that the common man does not speak Hebrew, and you're
I'm not saying you got to speak Hebrew, Dylan. What I'm saying is that you're using Hebrew phrases, whether you know it or not, even your English conversation, even your praise and worship to your Creator.
But what there, you just said,
I'm going to give you literary sources. If you be patient, I will give that out to you. I'll put it on my Yahoo groups. So if you need to have more information,
I think you should give it out over there. The computer networks shouldn't have to be referred to for the name of God. It should be available to the common man.
It is.
Make it available to us.
It is, and I have been, if you have been listening to this broadcast.
Excuse me, I am learned enough, and I possess a strong, exhaustive concordance, and I do not agree that you have made it clear.
Well, have you ever said hallelujah? Is that true to you before you ever heard this broadcast,
Yah,
right?
Yah is not Yahweh.
Well, you have to keep in mind, again, that they admit...
I have to keep it in mind. I'm asking, where's the literary source?
It's right there. It's all by the Christian theologians. They tell you right in their own prefaces of their translation, my dear friend.
Give me the entry number in the Strong's.
Okay, if you listen to this broadcast, and I will have all that for you, and we'll connect some more
Because if you don't connect these dots, you're no better than the bourgeoisie Rastafarians down the street that don't explain any of their lingo. And I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, that's the way I feel as an English teacher.
Okay, well, this time, I appreciate your comments, and please call again.
God bless you.
I'll be giving you more literary insertion. And no question, folks, Dylan there, he brings up some points, but the reality is that you can see this. Get a New Jerusalem Bible, my dear friend Dylan, and you can get it. They're in print. And it has the name of Yahweh right in there, straight up, in English translation. You know, it's not just my friend. You can go to the World English Bible. It has the name of Yahweh restored in there. So there is literary evidence. It's supported. In fact, I've heard songs even on this network before I even came on the broadcast here of this fine network. They were singing about the name of Yahweh or Yahweh. The bottom line is, folks, Christian theologians admit that. There's enough literary resources to prove this out. Get a New King James Bible. Look at the footnotes. It uses the name of Yahweh all throughout it. It's something that's in encyclopedias. It's in literary sources. But I'm going to update some of my information on the Yahoo groups, and I'll bring out some of these literary points that Dylan wants out. And I appreciate his comments because, yeah, the scripture does say to prove all things, to prove it out, to research it out, search the scriptures for in them you think you have eternal life. So I definitely respect Dylan's position. And absolutely, I always tell people, look, don't just believe what I'm saying just because I'm saying it. Research it out. Connect the dots. The facts are is that when you get honest with the Creator, you're going to bear it out to be true, because the facts are is He alone is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's going to come by way of revelation, by the Spirit, and of course it'll be bore out in the Scriptures. And when they tell you openly they took the name of Yahweh out over 7,000 times, right there in a New American Standard preface Bible, just comes out and tells you that, then you need to take heed to that as well. Listening to Repair the Breach broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Country for the pain that it's been through. She's been made to suffer for the profit of a few. Storm clouds are out forming. Winds of change now touch our shores. I hear forefathers are crying as the dreams been cruising America.
Wash all my love for thee with strength and royalty. And for friends and family, mourning in their ignorance, while staying safe within a dream. I will fight for freedom and the ways of liberty. I die for my country, slaying corporate dynamite.
And that is Poker Face, and the lead singer is Paul Cipetti there, and he's going to be on the broadcast here on the Repair the Breach broadcast next week, so tune in. We'll have him in an interview. I'm glad to have him as well, and we're glad that you have tuned in to the Repair the Breach broadcast. Also, folks, if you want to get the Word of Yahweh, it's like a Restored King James Version. It's 517, area code 517-663-3724. And also the scriptures, you can go to fossilizedcustoms.com, and you can get the scriptures there. Also, eliyah.com, eliyah.com. You can get the scriptures at COF there as well. It's put out by the Institute of Scripture Research. And we're going to bring out some callers now. We've got Joe in Texas. We've got Mario in Maryland. So we got about 2 minutes here, Joe. Actually, about a minute or so. Welcome to the Repair the Breach broadcast, Joe. Joe, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Glad to have you on.
Okay, yeah. I had a question, I guess, as far as the name Jesus Christ. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious that the word Jesus wasn't a true translation, but the Christ end of it and the Christians being called Christians, where does that origin come from?
that came through the Vatican or the Latin Vulgate, and the name Jesus Christ, again, comes from a Greek-Latin origin. The only English of it is the letter J. We'll touch on more of that. Joe, thanks for the call. We got Mario in Maryland, and we want to take his call before we go off the air.
Lou.
How are you doing? We got about a minute or so. We're glad you called, Mario.
Hey, listen, man. I've been listening to you, and I've heard that, you know, Yahweh, Yahushua. I got to look, that guy Dylan that called up, he needs to chill out, man. You know, you've been on the air. You're trying to do an excellent job trying to get people away from these lying pagan customs. And all he has for you is grief. Now, I'll tell you something. Right now in my hand, I got a Bible that a man sent me that has the actual names.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.